From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A barrage of questions today for Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen. They were grilled extensively on Libya by the House and Senate Armed Services Committees. As NPR's David Wellner reports, both Pentagon officials sought to portray the U.S. intervention in Libya as necessary but limited.
Defense Secretary Gates faced questions about news reports that President Obama has authorized CIA operatives to gather intelligence in Libya, but Gates steered clear of confirming those reports.
I can't speak to any CIA activities, but I will tell you that the President has been quite clear that in terms of the United States military, there will be no boots on the ground.
And Joint Chiefs Chairman Mullen said only about a quarter of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's military capacity has been destroyed.
Nobody is underestimating the scope of the challenge before us. Gaddafi still possesses superior military capability to those of the forces arrayed against him.
Both officials said any arms sent to those rebel forces should come from other nations. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Cut it or shut it! Cut it or shut it!
Outside the Capitol today, Tea Party protesters unhappy that 4 months after the November election, they feel their calls for widespread budget cutting are being ignored. Protests by Tea Party activists comes as Democrats and Republicans remain unable to agree on a GOP promise to put in place significant spending cuts. The back and forth between lawmakers comes as the government faces another possible shutdown deadline a week from today. Indiana Republican Mike Pence is in the camp and says, let it happen.
If liberals in the Senate would rather play political games and shut down the government instead of making a small down payment on fiscal discipline and reform, I say shut it down.
The dissatisfaction on the part of Tea Party representatives comes as House Speaker Leader John Boehner continues to negotiate with Democrats, acknowledging that, like it or not, a budget compromise is on the horizon. Justice Department has launched an investigation into Seattle's police department. Federal civil rights lawyers say they'll look for evidence of excessive force and discrimination. NPR's Kerry Johnson has that story.
Tom Perez, who leads the Civil Rights Division at Justice, announced the comprehensive investigation. He says lawyers will study whether the Seattle police engaged in a pattern or practice of discrimination against minorities. They'll also ask whether police officers used too much force in their encounters with people on the streets. The U.S. Attorney in Seattle, Jenny Durkin, says it's not a gotcha investigation. The probe in Seattle is one of many the Justice Department has launched over the past 2 years into metropolitan police departments. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
General Motors' former financial arm, Ally Financial, is preparing to launch an initial public offering. The company says it could raise up to $100 million. On the final trading day of the month, stocks moved around without a whole lot of direction. The Dow was down 30 points. The Nasdaq gained 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel said today a current scientific data does not show that artificial food dyes cause hyperactivity in children. As NPR's April Fulton reports, the committee rejected arguments by consumer health groups who say there is a link.
An FDA analysis released last week said that studies conducted over the last 35 years failed to show a link between artificial food coloring and hyperactivity in most kids. And after 2 days of reviewing those studies, its advisory committee largely agreed. Michael Jacobson from the Center for Science and the Public Interest said he wasn't giving up.
We'll certainly continue to urge food manufacturers and restaurants to stop using dyes.
Jacobson's group had sought a ban on artificial food dyes, or at least a warning label. The committee voted against including a warning label, 8-6. The committee did call for more research on food dyes. The FDA usually follows the advice of its advisory committees. April Fulton, NPR News, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Contrary to all the late-night talk show jokes about a snake taking a bicycle taxi to Times Square or otherwise moving around the Big Apple, a highly venomous Egyptian cobra who escaped from her enclosure at the Bronx Zoo is now back in custody. 24-inch-long snake found coiled up in a dark corner of the zoo's reptile house just 200 feet from where it had gone missing. Jeff Brahini is the zoo's director.
So she was found in a non-public off-exhibit area, which is what we expected. And right now she's resting comfortably and secure in the reptile house.
Zoo officials quickly closed the reptile house last Friday after the snake was found to be missing. Some New Yorkers even sent fake Twitter updates pretending to be from the snake. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support.